This morning's reading is from chapter 88, The Prophecy of the Universal Theocracy. The light by which heaven was made and the word by which it is governed have appeared to restore order in the creation. The world of man, generated out of heaven, gone astray, but lost abode of darkness, fallen from grace, comes under God's judgment. Let all the races of generated existence, presently out of accord with heaven, turn to God's light and listen to his word for the sake of their souls. Even the darkest of angels heed this call. The lost races of humanity, so far removed from heavenly things, are given hope of salvation in the Sun of Righteousness, which shines upon the world. Man and woman has but to accept love of God and the helping hand of the angels of light, who have come forth to assist in this ultimate advent of appearance. The religions of the world, as guardians of God's previous revelations to the holy ones of former ages, need embrace this holy visitation from on high within their traditions, customs, languages, devotions, faith, doctrines, and worship in accordance with the law. The revelations given afresh fulfill the older religions and above all entrust into their care the power of God in heaven to rescue the peoples of the world who are under lesser powers that would enslave them and efface religion from the face of the earth. The child, the servant of God, is the child of all religions. He is their protector and proclaimer. Let all religions heed the will of God. Let all religions accept God's gift, which is a blessing of light that acts as a shield against oppressive and evil powers that even now conspire against them and strive to let loose a reign of terror. Let all religions look to the guardian of the revelations for instruction and fellowship, searching their own scripture for confirmation of the child to come in the end times of the earth. God as peacemaker would unite all religions into one true religion. Both the Son and the child are unifying principles. This is God's will. All who would seek salvation from on high must live as did the child. By so doing, they will be able to reflect to the Son. God is not endeared to the arrogant and vain. For those who will not accept the child or the Son, God will not receive their prayers or offerings. God will descend upon the spirits and souls of those who accept the child and the Son, and therefore comfort them. Exemplification of the child is an act of universality which prepares one to live the way under the Son. And one who lives the way is prepared to behold the light of God's appearance in the new covenant. God has removed the veil from the face of the Son, so that the righteous and the good may see the image and hear the word. Only the righteous have eyes to see. Only the good have ears to hear. Those of wickedness and evil neither see nor do they hear. Though they stand before the sun from sunrise to sunset, God will not reveal his face nor hear their appeals. He will neither shine on them nor speak to them. God does shine equally on every living thing. He would that everyone look upon his image and hear his word. For each is free to live the way of God or those of the ways of the world. But no person escapes judgment, that judgment which is now manifesting in the light. God would that everyone live a righteous and good life for the sake of their souls. Being absolute in the righteousness of his goodness, God's reign under sovereign law, he would that no one be ignorant of his appearance. God has therefore ordained that the peacemakers of the new community instruct the whole world so that people everywhere may be informed of the new laws decreed in this appearance. Let all earthly powers know that he who sets a hand against the peacemakers, either in heaven or on earth, fall under judgment of soul and spirit. Those who offend the peacemakers on earth may escape earthly judgment, but none will escape the heavenly judgment that follows them. No earthly power, no army, no might of any kind can withstand the power of God, which is being set against all darkness and evil. God's power is irresistible, and the fire of his judgment unquenchable, for he is all-conquering light. The light of God's justice is manifest in the sun. God, as peacemaker from heaven, has set the light of the sun as a sword of justice against all evil upon the earth. His righteous and good peacemakers on earth may use the sword in the sun as a source of power by which to oppose darkness. The judgment of God has come. Were it not for its coming, the earth with its peoples would have already perished by darkness and evil. God comes to rule those of light, not those of darkness. God comes to save the good from the dark, in order that the good might live in peace forever. If darkness and evil not be destroyed by the coming of light, a light so bright that nothing save light can exist, then the salvation of souls is meaningless, for the dark corrupts. Thus all darkness and all evil must be put away for all time. The new world under God's light shall be governed neither by darkness, nor by man, nor by earthly governments, only by God from heaven. Let the children born of the seed of light, as little children of a new race, turn to their Creator in heaven. And let God's righteous go forth into the world, teaching all peoples and nations of God's bountiful blessings shed on earth from heaven. And God will dwell with his new people under a new theocratic nation under the law of heaven. And God shall put down all other nations in time by lessening their powers for the sake of good. God comes as Redeemer, Savior, Lawgiver, and Peacemaker. He will restore those things made in his image, as he has restored the image of himself, which shines in heaven as a great light. Let those who would be restored in the image look upon the image of his firstborn thought, which is truth of spirit. The material universe made in the image of darkness shall pass away, as must its maker, never to appear again as the cause of suffering, pain, loss, and death. The source of new beginning is the image, and the word manifest as law, an orderly process of renewal. This new beginning is a sign that the end of the world is near, an ending brought on due by a rightful process of heavenly law. God is supreme judge over supernatural law, a divine force constant in creation that supersedes natural law. Let the human race turn to God's law, for being unlawful creatures, born of the seed of darkness, they are ignorant of heavenly law and stand as lawbreakers, condemned in the light of God's new laws that were proclaimed by his messenger and servant the child and revealed by the light of justice. God rules the spirit. Only spirit knows God. God speaks to the light of spirit of everyone, whom also dwells the dark spirit, which is held in bondage to evil incarnate in matter. If humans would embrace God, let them eat of the bread of heaven, God's light given as food of spirit, which reborn as a living soul is the image of God. Image lives on the one image, God's light, and is nurtured on the word, come as lawful truth, and not upon any other substance. None lives without rebirth. Let the children of God take communion of bread and water in fellowship as a sign of their unity and in acceptance of the child who symbolizes rebirth. And God will endow the plate and the cup with blessings. after communion of bread and water, the true bread of the image and the true water of the word can be received into the spirit that becomes illuminated by the image and enlightened by the word. Once illuminated and enlightened, the reborn soul must live the way of God's law in devotion and unity, which is neither expressed by age-old rite or ceremony, nor by faith or prayer, but rather through a divine enactment within each respective religion of the new way, which is the imitation of the light and the word. Let all reborn souls accept the yoke of the law and the robe of the way as symbols of authority and freedom. Laboring among their own people, let them be dedicated to liberation of the races of humanity. The word is the law. The image empowers the law. Order, unity, and community perpetuate on earth God's rule from heaven. God's image and word are manifest in the spiritual sun, lit in heaven and observed on the earth by the ordained. The spiritual sun is eightfold in appearance. First, the sun of righteousness. Second, the sun of judgment. Third, the sun of justice. Fourth, the sun of peace. Fifth, the sun of enlightenment. Sixth, the sun of resurrection. Seventh, the sun of salvation. And eighth, the sun of truth. God is good, God is love, and God rules by divine law. Those who would know God must live the way. That is, they must live in imitation of the eight appearances and in the imitation of God. Those reborn as image of God and filled with his word are one with him who has revealed this prophecy. And let us now have the blessings.